just hours ahead of a deadline for the Greek government to pay the International Monetary Fund about $1.8 billion from its original bailout deal. Greece has already said it's not going to meet that deadline. It had scheduled a referendum for Sunday for the public in Greece to weigh in, and Greece's membership in the Eurozone hangs in the balance. Well, now there is word of new negotiations, a new offer from Greece to its creditors. So what's at stake for the U.S.? Sean Donnan covers international economics for the Financial Times. He's with us from Washington. And Sean, what are the concerns from our perspective here in the United States?
So I think there's a number of concerns. Really, there's the U.S. economic concern. The U.S. economy is not interlinked with the Greek economy in a huge day-to-day way, but there are huge links between Europe and the U.S. economy. And that means that if this spreads further in Europe, if you get some kind of broader economic crisis in Europe, that could have significant effects on the U.S. economy. And that could have effects on everything from what the Fed chooses to do in the coming months, whether it chooses to raise interest rates. That might mean that we get low mortgage rates that continue for some time. It could also see a kind of slowdown in the U.S. economy as that feeds through. This is really a big global economic event potentially, and that's what everyone is worried about. Big global economic events can hurt the U.S.
Is it possible that it could be on the scale of Lehman Brothers, which some people underestimated the effect that that would have all across the economy? And people are saying right now, as you're saying, you know, the U.S. is not that financially tied into Greece anymore. But is it possible that we're overlooking something?
It's always possible that we're overlooking things. And if you talk to people at the International Monetary Fund, they make the point that pretty much never do they get everything right in the lead up to a crisis. They can't always see where this is going to come from, the different linkages, the areas of contagion, as they call them. But the feeling among everyone you talk to, whether it's at the U.S. Treasury, whether it's at the International Monetary Fund, or if it's folks in Brussels, is that actually Europe and the world is better prepared for this than it was 5 years ago when Greece first became an issue in the first leg of the Eurozone crisis. So hopefully this is not going to be Lehman Brothers, but who knows?
Is the U.S. getting involved in these talks? Is the Treasury Secretary calling up his counterparts in Athens and in Berlin and in other European countries and people at the IMF and saying, here's what we would like you to do?
Absolutely. So Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, spent the weekend on the phone to folks in Athens, to Alexis Tsipras, the Prime Minister there. He was on the phone talking with Wolfgang Schäuble, the German Finance Minister, and with others in Europe. It's clear that the U.S. and the administration is worried about this. This is something that they really don't want to happen.
Do you think that Greece is going to leave the euro at the end of all this?
I think it's a very real possibility, and that's why everyone's so exercised. I mean, the good news is they're still talking. There's still a scramble on to come up with some kind of a deal, and that's what we've seen in Athens today. So people have talked about Grexit, the idea of a Greece exit from the euro, but there's another possibility, which is kind of Graxident, if you will. It's another ugly word, but you know, just a Greek accident that leads to Greece tumbling out of the euro. That we get so much brinkmanship on either side, that people hold to their positions so strongly, so fiercely, that actually they never really get to – both sides want to make a deal, but they never give enough to get a deal. And that's the real risk here.
That's Sean Donnan, who covers international economics for the Financial Times, speaking with us about the situation in Greece. Sean, thank you.
Thank you.